Oh, no, no, it's everything, yeah. In fact, for me, chords are everything, you know. Yeah, but in a style like that that you just heard, it just depends on the style, you know. I mean, it can be the most... You know. You know what I mean? But you can play the same thing chord-wise. Chords, for me, the chords are the whole deal. But, you know, starting out as a guitar player, too, as a fingerstyle guitar player, you know, I mean, I just have to have all the chords, you know. And it's what interests me most, because I do a lot of just sitting around playing. And you get the most beautiful music if you know your fingerboard, knowing a lot about chords. And that's the beauty of it. And the nice thing about it, too, is that, you know, if you sit down with somebody that can explain it, there's a really simple way to figure out how to make this thing work without knowing anything about theory, without really, or without having the most base knowledge of theory. And I kind of came across that myself, because books always made me dizzy, and when people that knew a lot about theory came and spouted it at me, which, you know, happened a million times, that made me dizzy, you know. So I finally figured out a way to understand it in my own, you know, way. And when you do that and finally figure out that it's so much easier than people would have you believe, because, you know, you see 100 books and they're that thick and they tell you every chord, and, you know, but when you finally figure out that there's basically 3 chord forms and everything is formed around that, then you can just, then it's just opened up a whole new world, you know.
Do you have like a really short?
No.
You can share?
No. No, not that I could... not.
But it is numbers and it is...
Not necessarily. It is somewhat a little bit of numbers, but it's mostly I have to sit with one-on-one somebody,
yeah.
And just... It's not something I could just spout out and somebody will be able to say, oh, I understand it.
Okay.
You know, it's more that you have to do it. You know, sit there and I'll have you do this. And, you know.
But it's chords and what chords to go together and how you...
It's mostly how to just get sevenths, minors, sixes, you know, just the different chord forms, or different chords from the different 3 different chord forms. And I mean, you know how you see players that move all up and down the neck like it's effortless? Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to do that? Yeah, but like,
I mean, that's
the,
how I do it.
Like, do you know what the 1-4-5 chord progression is?
Yeah.
All right, well, if I, like, grab this G right here. For like, when you guys are looking at your instrument, for instance, if I pointed this area, what, right there, what would you say that is?
17 to 19.
Yeah, but I mean, what chord would you associate with that area? Huh?
G.
Right.
B.
Huh? B?
I said B.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch in there, but I mean, you know, like the most standard one.
G.
Yeah. The G chord, really, you know. I mean, with around here, there's a million different chords, but for this tuning and what we're doing right now, that's kind of what I'm basing this on, right? So if I said, like right there, what's that right there? What do you see right there? But I mean, for, you know what I mean? Kind of just that one area.
I see A.
Uh-huh, right? Yeah, you're right, too.
Right.
D and C. Like, what about right here? These, like, these frets right here.
C.
D's. C, basically.
And A. D's.
There's an A. See, okay, so, you know what I mean? See, that's a concept that a lot of people don't get, is looking at their instrument, seeing places. You know what I mean? I mean...